Why do we give bunnies at Easter? What's the difference between them and eggs? And how about hot cross buns? When did all that start? Carol Cusack from the Department of Studies in Religion at Sydney University. Is there any connection between Easter traditions of eggs and bunnies and the resurrection?
I think there is, Bill. I guess the resurrection of Jesus is so vital for Christians because it's about the conquest of death and of sin and the opening up of the possibility of eternal life for everyone. If you think about both pre-Christian religious traditions and also kind of later secular folklore or popular culture-driven things, both eggs and rabbits symbolize the same sorts of things. It's about new life. But in the case of the eggs and the rabbits, the new life is partly, and this is something we find really hard to kind of appreciate in the Southern Hemisphere, it's all about the coming of spring after freezing cold winter.
So really it was a mixing of Christian celebration and what was a celebration of fertility at springtime in Europe?
I think that's true. When you think about the fact that Easter in English is actually named after a minor Anglo-Saxon goddess called Jostra, who was a goddess of the spring, the idea that the coming of the spring, the freezing, the thawing of the freezing snow, the arrival of baby animals, new lambs and more eggs.
Yep.
That's kind of a sign of the
So where and when did the eggs first start?
Well, actually, they started within the Christian tradition. But again, it's the Eastern Orthodox tradition that first went in that direction.
Oh.
And I don't know if you watched the Gardening Australia special issue for Easter, but Costa Georgiadis actually showed how to paint the Easter eggs that Greeks still prepare for the celebration of Easter. So this is something...
The eggs got painted first.
Well, this is the whole point. They were hard-boiled or soft-boiled or not boiled at all, or in fact, in some cultures in Eastern Europe, you put a pin into the egg and actually draw out the contents so you can eat it and you just paint the hollow eggshells. But in the very early centuries of Christianity, in the Greek-speaking East, it became a custom to bring eggs to the Easter Sunday ceremony, church service, and have them blessed and then to eat them as your Easter lunch.
So when did the chocolate start?
Oh, not till the 19th century. Chocolate, of course, comes to Europe after the discovery of the New World with Columbus, you know.
Yeah.
Sailing the ocean blue in 1492. But it was always quite bitter and drunk sometimes as a kind of alternative to coffee by those people who even disapproved of coffee, which were often extreme nonconformist Protestants. And most people will not be surprised to know that the big chocolate companies that we think of now in England in the 19th century, the Cadburys and the Fry's, they were all Quakers.
Yes.
And they marketed healthy alternatives to bad food. And so chocolate was one of the things that they said.
So I'm talking with Carol Cusack from Sydney University. What about hot cross buns? What are their origins?
Do you know, I really don't know. Obviously the cross on them links them more closely, I think, to Christianity than an egg or a rabbit. But I imagine that they were probably a kind of special treat that people got to eat. Poorer people, maybe.
How about the evolution of these Easter traditions with things like bilbies? Is Easter a changing festival, Carol?
It all depends how you look at it. I think if you're a Christian, it stays stable in its meaning. It's an incredibly important festival. It signals that the salvific role of Jesus has been fulfilled, that he has conquered death, he has been resurrected. And that's brilliant. But I think the idea about the bilby, well, you know, actually, rabbits have a pretty bad rep in Australia.
They do in Australia, yes.
So if you look at the fact that we are struggling in Australia to protect a lot of our wildlife, I think probably it was also a possibly clever marketing strategy via, you know, environmental groups, but I certainly don't blame them, and in fact I would really credit it, to make Australian kids aware that little creatures like the bilby need protection. And they could be a symbol of our pleasure at Easter as much as any rabbit might be in Europe.
God bless you, Carol, and thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
It's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.